KNOM, Iditarod Update.
First position, Dallas Seavey has left McGrath for the second time en route to the finish. He's leading the pack, but not far behind him are Mushers, Sass, Mars, and Reddington. Thank you again for tuning in and joining us for this Iditarod Update. I'm Colin, joined with me by...
Karen.
Karen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
There's more to talk about here with our big news, but first, how about our top five official leaderboard standings?
Sure thing. Dallas Seavey is out of McGrath South as of 5:32 this evening. Brent Sass arrived into McGrath at 12:42 this afternoon with 14 dogs. Wayne Mars is in third position. He arrived into McGrath at 1:45 p.m. with 12 dogs. After him, Ryan Reddington came into McGrath at 3:27 this afternoon, and he arrived with the smallest team of dogs of the top 10 by far, with 9 dogs on the line. And gnome-grown Aaron Burmeister rounds off our top 5 for this update. He arrived into McGrath at 4:05 this afternoon with a team of 14 dogs.
Thank you, Karen. And getting back into our big news, Dallas Seavey departed from McGrath just after 5:30 with 13 dogs. He's making his way towards the finish line with about 300 miles left to go. But before he left, Iditarod Insider was able to catch up with Dallas as he came in from Tocotna. Let's give a listen to what he had to say.
This one, we did a series of runs that were less aggressive, but not sustainable, with the kind of recuperation point being the 8 here. And then obviously the next mandatory is in Squintna, and then the finish immediately after. So it probably goes without saying what we're going to do next is probably not sustainable. We're going to be racing on Mustang. But this portion coming up is definitely my favorite portion of the race. This is where we actually get to race finally. After all year of training, the first third of the race, getting these guys into a routine and a habit, the second third of the race, putting us into position. Now, the final third, we actually get to do it, so that's kind of fun.
CV's team is catching the eyes of competitors Sass, Mars, and Reddington, who aren't far back. Currently, all these mushers are fulfilling their final mandatory layover in McGrath and will be leaving tonight following CV's trail. We're getting down to the wire here in the 49th, last great race. As first position, CV said, it's time to race.
And let's go back to the leaderboard. Travis Fields checked into McGrath at 5:30 this evening with 11 dogs. Michelle Phillips is behind him in seventh position. She checked out of Ophir at 1:28 this afternoon. Mille Porcel checked out of Ophir South at 1:30, just 2 minutes behind Michelle. In ninth position, Richie Deal checked out of Ophir South at 2:23 this afternoon. Rounding out the top 10, Pete Kaiser checked out of Ophir South at 2:30 this afternoon and dropped a dog. He's down to 10 dogs on the line.
I could continue on there, Karen. In 11th position, Yor Olsom checked out of Ophir at 2:36 with his team of 13 dogs. Behind him, Jesse Royer checked out of Ophir at 3:15 with her team of 13 dogs. In 13th position, Aaron Peck checked out of Ophir at 4:10 with his team of 12 dogs. In 14th position, Jeff Dieter checked out of Ophir at 4:14 with his team of 13 dogs. And Ramey Smith checked into Ophir at 1:38 this afternoon with his team of 12 dogs.
And this next group of mushers are also all still in Ophir South. Paige Drobny in 16th position, checked in at 2:15. Ryan Olson in at 2:46. Jesse Holmes in 18th place, position. Jesse Holmes checked in at 2:51. Nick Petit, 19th position, checked in at 3 o'clock with 12 dogs. And running at the top 20, Lev Schwartz checked into Ophir South at 3:03 with 12 dogs.
Cody Strath was the last to check into Ophir South. He checked in at 4:58 with his team of 13 dogs in 21st position. Behind him, Matt Hall in 22nd position checked out of the Iditarod checkpoint at 2:52 early this morning with his team of 10 dogs. Matt Failer checked out of the Iditarod checkpoint at 4:29 this morning with his team of 11 dogs. Behind him in 24th position, Dan Caduce checked out of Iditarod North at 7:10 this morning with his team of 11 dogs. And rounding out the top 25, Martin Boozer checked out of Iditarod North at 8:35 this morning with his team of 11 dogs.
And taking a look at the rest of the pack, rookie Chad Stauder leads the back of the pack in position 26. He left at Iditarod North at 9:02 this morning. Riley Deitch leads the pack, still checked into Iditarod North. He arrived with 9 dogs at 5:25. That's this morning. Victoria Hardwick left Ophir North at 1:43 this morning. And Hal Hansen remains our Red Lantern with 13 dogs. He checked out of Ophir North at 5:39 this morning. You know, Colin, it does feel just like yesterday that we saw mushers heading into McGrath.
That is correct, Karen. With the Gold Loop Trail, we're already seeing the front of the pack starting to move through McGrath South checkpoint and on their way to the Deshka Landing checkpoint.
Time certainly does fly, especially on a dog team. Taking a look at weather underground for the McGrath checkpoint, temperatures have warmed up to 23 degrees. We're seeing fair skies and light wind. Climatologist Rick Toman predicts this warmer weather will continue throughout the weekend.
And these temperatures could affect the race. Earlier this week, we heard Brent Sass telling Iditarod Insider that he planned his mandatory rest going northward to Iditarod around predictions of trail firmness. Higher temperatures could affect trail quality.
And it is an unusual year. All mushers, whether the front of the pack or the Red Lantern, will now have to travel the well-trodden trail back to Deshka Landing. And in past years, we've seen competitive mushers around the middle of the pack lose steam some years at the end of the race because of deteriorating trail conditions. And I'd speculate that every musher on that loop this year will be keeping that in mind.
Karen, before we do one last recap, I wanted to spend a moment to talk about Aaron Brewmeister, a musher born and raised here in Nome. He's currently holding the top 5th position in this year's race and still has a full team of 14 dogs on the line. Karen, do you think he has what it takes to win this year?
That's a good question, Colin. He is a seasoned racer for sure. Musher. His rookie year was in 1994, and he's been a competitive top 12 finisher since 2009. And last year was his second best finish at 5th place. And of course, if last year is any indication of his final placement this year, 5th position is a good place to be. Again, that's just me speculating.
Yep, it's going to be fun to follow either way. Let's take one last recap. Our big news, as we said, in first position, Dallas Seavey has left McGrath South for the second time en route to the finish. He's going to be stopping in Squintna for that last 8-hour layover that all mushers are going to be held at to do. And not far behind him are mushers Sass, Mars, and Reddington completing their final 8-hour layover before they leave the trail on their way to Deshka for the finish. Thank you again for tuning in. Karen, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, and make sure to stay tuned to KNOM. We're continuing to bring you full Iditarod coverage for this 2021 race. Come visit us on the web at knom.org, and our next Iditarod update will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.